from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. Fresh off of vacation. Hopefully got away a little bit and got a little time to relax and had a good time because here we go again. Pete, good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's up, Joe? You ready for it? You ready to get it going?
I am. I'm teased, and I've come around from the disappointment at the end of the year to, man, we got a good team. Maybe we got a chance. How do you look at this group, Pete?
Well, I think the key to the whole thing is the offensive line, clearly. And you know that. I mean, the left tackle has to finish the season, has to play an entire season. He hasn't done that, I think, but maybe once in his entire career. That's big. Wynn got hurt last year. That's important. They have a center they signed who is small, so that could be a problem for him as well. I thought he was overmatched last year in Tennessee. And then, you know, the right guard is up in flux now with Hunt gone. So I think it all goes back to what it always does in this league is can you block people and can you move the football and protect your quarterback?
Yeah. So just so you know, I'm going Tehran. Give me 14 games. I've never done this before. I do this now every year. Tehran, give me 14 games. We'll make it work with Kendall Lamb for 3, but give me 14. I know that's kind of where you are, and hopefully no more than that.
And he's such a big part of what they mean.
He's so good.
In terms of, yeah, and he's so good, but he's also great in the locker room with the guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that you know, he's a pro's pro. He's always been a pro's pro from the time he came into the league when he was with the Saints. And so that his being on the field is so important to them. And look, I love the kid they drafted out of Houston. I thought
Patrick
2 years
Paul.
Ago.
Yeah.
I thought 2 years ago he was going to be a first round pick, and he didn't play as well last year for whatever reason, but I think the talent is there to become a good quality starting left tackle. So hey, he's the heir apparent, but right now Armstead has to stay on the field.
Yeah. For a guy that it's incredible to watch him because you're right. He's a real mature guy and he's really good. For a guy who never practices to play the way he does in games, it's amazing. Most guys need to practice a little bit, and they just tell him to, you know, just kind of try to stay in shape a little bit. So I got to ask you about Calais Campbell, a guy you know really well, even going back to Jacksonville where he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year the 1 year in Jacksonville, but he could have. He was that good. He's still playing at a high level. What should we expect from Calais Campbell at age 37?
First off, you talk about a great guy in the building. He's perfect for all those guys.
By the way, it's a good point.
Yeah, he's a fantastic human being, but he's also a guy that knows how to handle adversity and problems that come around for a team, and you're going to have those. So I think that's good. Is he Calais Campbell from 4 years ago? No. But he's still a good power player and a guy they needed. I mean, they needed another big body on that defensive line. So I think it works for him. I can't wait to see how they piece this defense together now. You know, it's a different defense. I think it'll highlight Jalen Ramsey a bunch, which he loves. I think, you know, you're going to see Holland featured a bunch, which I think he'll love.
Yep.
And so I think it's important that, you know, they change things around. And I think that was smart on their part. But more than that, though, it has to be the pass rushers. I mean, where's Phillips? You see the clips of him. He looks great in his return to health. But when's he going to be ready to play football? You know, I think that pass rush group has to come together. I think Chubb, if he can come back, and Chop Robinson's going to be a big-time pass rusher. You know, he's not a big guy, but he's got the explosive ability. So I like their group. But there's a lot of uncertainty with the pass rush group.
Yeah, you know, and so the thing that's got both Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb get a little fired up is the writers, right? You know, hey, we need the Achilles and the ACL. We need to make sure they're 100%. So let's let them start the year on IR, and 4 weeks later they'll be ready to go for October, hopefully. And you know, those guys obviously getting tired, but listen, they're going to be conservative and cautious for sure with both these guys. I am not a doctor, and I'm not trying to play one, Pete. Every time I do, I get in trouble. But if it's even close, I can tell you Mike's going to tell those guys to wait, and we need you the last 13 games and not worry about the first four.
Well, and Joe, that's why they got Shaq Barrett. I mean, that's why they drafted Robinson. That's why they drafted Kamara. I mean, those guys, you know, by the way, he's a good player, too. He was one of my favorite guys in this draft. He was on my better than team. So I think that they went about it with that in mind, that they don't have to rush those guys back. And let's be, you know, real candid about it. This isn't about winning one or two games in September. This is about winning big games down the stretch,
right,
and being a factor and, you know, beating good teams. They haven't done that. I mean, Mike McDaniel, for all the success that he's had, he's done a great job there. He has to prove to people, he and the quarterback have to prove to people they can win big games against good teams.
Yeah, those stats are thrown out. Yeah, our boy Chris Perkins brings up those stats to him. I mean, there's not too many days that don't go by. That one's always thrown out there. The Tua contract. What do you think? Does it get done during camp, before camp? Or is there a chance he goes through the season and just says,
no.
Yeah, I don't either.
No,
I think
they get it done. I think they get it done before the season, and they'd be wise to. Look, you know me. I've been somewhat of one of the voices out there that has criticized Tua in the past, and Tua and I came at me hard. And look, I still don't think he's what the perception of him is. But this is one of those situations where you're damned if you do, maybe, and you're damned if you don't. You know what I mean? I mean, if you don't get him, everybody goes, well, what are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do? Go back into the draft and start all over again? With who? And your team is going to have some success next year. It's not like you're going to go out and get yourself one of the top draft picks. So I think you have to do it. You have to be smart with it. You can't go crazy with the money. I know he's going to assert some of those deals and say, hey, I deserve this, this, and this. And if he gets a little out of whack with it, then he might have to, you know, draw the line. But I think ultimately the two sides will come together and come in agreement, and he'll be their quarterback.
Pete, how are we looking at the AFC East? I look at the Bills, and again, I'm not impressed with that group of receivers. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can get around that. And the Jets have Aaron Rodgers back. How do you look at the AFC East this year?
I still think Buffalo is going to be a good team. I think they're the team to beat, and in large part because what they navigated through last year and still found a way to be within a whisker of beating the Chiefs in the postseason and going to the championship game. I mean, they had so many injuries. You know, everybody talks about all the injuries Miami had last year.
Well, they had a
Buffalo
bunch.
Buffalo lost their best run stuffer early in the season. He wasn't around. They lost Milano early in the season. He wasn't around. The other linebacker got hurt. The corner, Tre'Davious White, went down way early in the season. He wasn't around. And then both, you know, then the safeties were banged up a little bit. So I think they navigated through that. And everybody looks and says, well, they didn't have Diggs. They don't have Diggs. Oh, my God, if they had Diggs, it'd be everything. Diggs didn't do anything in the last eight games of the season. He was a non-factor, zero factor, did nothing. And so I think that might be addition by subtraction. Now, you're right. You look at the group – Keon Coleman has to be a factor early in the season. And I think, you know, Shakir has to step up and become a good player. But again, they have two tight ends now. They can use a lot of two tight end sets, and that'll be tough to defend because both those guys are good receiving tight ends, and they're going to run the ball. So I think Josh Allen, you know, look, he owns Miami. You know that.
Yes, he does. Successful. Ooh, Lord.
Them. Yeah, and, you know, I still think they're the team to beat. I think maybe the Jets and Miami will fight for two.
Let me ask about Aaron Rodgers. So plays four snaps in the first game and gets hurt with the Achilles. So how does he come back and all of a sudden, and then they got a tough little schedule starting in San Francisco on the road. What do you expect from the Jets?
Well,
great defense.
But I think Rodgers is going to be back to being Rodgers again. But the question becomes, like Miami, will their offensive line hold up? I mean, they went out and added veterans, but Tyron Smith, left tackle, injuries. You know, it's not unlike what Armstead's dealt with. You know, the right tackle, Moses, is coming off an injury. They have a question at center. They have young center and Tippmann. I mean, they went outside John Simpson from Baltimore. Is that line good enough to win a division and win the playoffs? I mean, that's the question for them. They don't have a great tight end weapon, so that eliminates that part of their offense. So that puts even more pressure on Mike Williams coming off an ACL and never really was a burner to begin with. Alan Lazard can't run. So it's Garrett Wilson and what else? Those are the concerns. I don't think Rodgers is the concern as much as those other things are involving the offense.
All right, so I got to ask you, never like this when you got a really good team and one of your best players has to be traded right before camp starts, Brandon Ayuk, and the 49ers come right out and go, we're not trading him. I mean, stop calling us. We're not trading our best receiver. What happens with this deal?
Well, I think they'll do some more negotiating, but here's the problem for Brandon Ayuk, and I love Brandon Ayuk. He's a Sun Devil, and look, he's big.
That's right.
He made himself into a really good player, really good player. In fact, I think he's the more valuable of that offense than Deebo Samuel is, and I've had that argument with many of my guys because he can run. If you can run in this league, you're more valuable. And so here's what I see. I think if you're Brandon Ayuk and you want to be traded, here's the problem with that. If a team trades for you, they also have to pay you. And so that means that it's a trade and pay. That asset you're trading to get him is valuable because it's going to be cheap. You know, it could be a cheap receiver for 3 or 4 years, much like he's been. And so I think that's ultimately what you have to look at is if you're him, it's hard to go out and trade asset and pay. And you do have to do that, by the way. If you're trading for him, you have to pay for him. And a lot of those deals never work out for the long run. So I'd be careful in terms of the team trying to trade for him. I do like him as a player. But I think the best spot for him is San Francisco. I think, you know, if they work it out with him, having drafted Pearsall, that might mean the end of Deebo Samuel next year. And if that's the case, I think – this is me, but I think Ayuk is more valuable to that offense.
Well, I got to switch to a team you know better than anybody, and that's Jacksonville. You worked up there for a long, long time. The Dolphins opened with him. How do you like that team? Speaking of rosters we've been talking about, how good's Jacksonville?
Well, I think what they did in the offseason was big for them. Last year was a disaster. I mean, they went into a Sunday night game against the Ravens as the number one seed in the AFC and didn't know how to handle it. And from people I've talked to up there, one of the concerns was that they had a lot of young players that got too caught up in, okay, we're going to make the postseason, and didn't continue to do the same stuff they did early in the season to get, you know, the one seed or the two seed and ended up missing the playoffs. Well, I think what they did is they changed a lot of that. They went out and got Mitch Morse, good veteran center.
Yes,
not a great overpowering center, but the center they had, Luke Fortner, just got whipped at the line of scrimmage, and he had interior pressure the entire season, which sped him up. When he was sped up, he didn't play as well, Trevor Lawrence. The second half of the season, he was hurt, didn't barely practice, probably should have sat out more games, was stubborn, continued to play. That hurt them. When Christian Kirk went out, that hurt them. But what they do in the offseason, they go out and they get Gabe Davis. They draft Brian Thomas, who I think is going to be a star, to go with Kirk. Now they have speed on the outside. They fixed the center position, which is important, and they had to do. They'll be better on the offensive line. Flip it over to the defensive side. The coordinator, from what I hear, was a little overmatched. They made a change. They brought in Ryan Nielsen, who's a really good defensive line coach and a coordinator is going to be aggressive. He's going back to the 4-3. They sign Armstead. Devon Hamilton, their nose guard, who they were counting on big things for last year, had a back infection that nearly killed him at one point from what I mean, he was in grave situation, missed most of the season, came back, was weighing probably 280 pounds, didn't play the same way, and they got run on. Well, now they get him back. So all of a sudden they're bigger, they're stronger. There are concerns, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think, you know, the nickel corner could be a concern how they play that. They signed Darnell Savage. They say he's going to play the nickel corner. I highly think that's unlikely. But I do think growth from young players could put that team back to where it was supposed to be a year ago. But again, they do have questions. But I think that's going to be a tough opening game for both teams.
Yeah, the old Trevor Lawrence, too, who got the new contract. I just haven't seen the numbers. I know a lot of people make excuses for him. He was injured. He played hurt. He also didn't have the weapons that were also injured. How you look at Trevor Lawrence right now, where he fits in the big picture of top quarterbacks?
I think this is the year he takes the big breakout. I thought it would be a year ago. It didn't happen. And again, I mentioned being sped up. I mean, the line was awful. And they must have called 65,000 bubble screens because they were so concerned about their offensive line. That's not who he is. He has to drive the ball down the field. I think his mechanics waned a little bit of time because he did start taking shots. He's got to get back to playing Trevor Lawrence football, which I think he's capable of doing. And with that deep speed on the outside, I think it'll really show up this year.
Before I let you go, Kansas City three-peat. Does it happen?
Boy, I mean, if you ask me if I take the field or Kansas City, I'd probably take the field, but I think they're a clear favorite because of him. And if any year was a year to get him, it was last year. They were, you know, bad on offense most of the season. They struggled to throw the football.
Yes,
they added speed.
Yeah.
And they talk about a team that's added speed. They add Worthy and Brown, and that gives him more weapons. I thought the tackles last year were bad. They can't be as bad as they were a year ago. That'll help him. And that defense kind of carried them last year. Look, that division is not great. I think the Raiders and the Broncos aren't very good. I think, you know, the Chargers, who knows with Harbaugh, what's he going to do with that quarterback? Is he going to want to run the ball with a big, strong-arm quarterback? That'll be an interesting dynamic. So to answer your question, would I take the field? Probably, because that's just common sense. But if I look at it on paper, I'd probably take it.
That damn one guy throwing the ball, God, just makes a difference. Pete, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Great to having you back, and I'll see you out of camp.
Yeah, Joe, I was there for minicamp. You were a no-show.
Yeah, you're right. I was. As a matter of fact, I was in California for a while. I didn't make the minicamps. I wasn't able to get out there.
But I'll see you at training camp in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I need the entertainment. I already said this morning I need Pete because Pete's the only guy like, Pete, can you stop? Come on. I need you all fired up out there. So thanks, Pete.
I will. I'll see you then.
Okay. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. All right. From Coral Springs High School, by the way. We'll take a quick break. 9 o'clock hour's coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.